And welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. I'm Shannon Brenius. Thanks so much for listening. And today, we are turning a new leaf on the year, putting 2020 behind us, moving on to 2021. It's a time for resolutions. And how about this? How about resolutions for a fraud-free year? I know a lot of people may have escaped being a victim of fraudsters. I counted myself in that group until right before Christmas, when apparently some not-so-lovely people in Bangladesh apparently decided to hack my Twitter account. So unfortunately, I count myself among those who have been victimized and probably kicking myself right now for not implementing a two-factor authorization on my account. That will be something I will rectify in the future. So joining us now to talk more about our resolutions and how to keep ourselves safe from fraud this new year, we are pleased to be joined by the Better Business Bureau's Paul Myers Bennett, VP of Marketing, as well as Ada Rodriguez, VP of Development and Operations. Ada and Paul, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, let's start with Ada, because when we're talking about these resolutions for a fraud-free year, is it the kind of thing where, I mean, do you think the numbers just keep growing because we're sloppy with things that we should be keeping secure? Or is it that the fraudsters are getting ever more sophisticated?
Yes, definitely the second of that. I really feel like people continue to improve their security and the way they protect their personal information, and fraudsters find new ways to access it. And they're creative, too. And so I think that that's hard. You get used to one particular scam and you learn how to protect yourself from it. And then there's a different angle that comes out. So I think, unfortunately, as we continue to be in this pandemic, we're going to continue to see a rise in scams. But just in general, I don't think scams are ever going to go away. So it's just more important than ever to continue to protect yourself.
Yeah, when I found out, because of course I was very preoccupied with Christmas time, I didn't pay any attention to what was going on with my Twitter account. And when I found out that my Twitter account had been taken over, I felt incredibly violated. And it lasted for quite a while, even though, there are not really monetary losses associated with that. So I can only imagine if you do deal with monetary losses, how much worse it is. So let's talk about the resolutions we can make to have a fraud-free year and what we can do about them. Ada or Paul, I don't know which one of you wants to tackle this, but go for it.
Okay. I mean, I can continue for a little while. So we thought this was fun, you know, five resolutions to really focus on. And again, these are just some of the top areas. This isn't everything. This isn't all inclusive by any means, but we'll run through just these top five. So the first one is to be cautious with email. Be on guard when you receive unsolicited emails from a company or a person you may not recognize. Even sometimes when you do recognize the person or company, scammers can make emails look incredibly real and legitimate. So even the BBB, we've had that happen with us as an organization. Fraudsters have used our name and our logos and such to appear that they're sending notifications out from the Better Business Bureau. Never click on links in emails unless you're 100% confident with them. So that's the first resolution. Our second resolution is never click
on links. No clicking on links. Don't do it. Just say no.
Yes. Yeah,
and really watch those email addresses, because I think the key there is, just because it looks like it's from an agency you trust, they might slip one extra letter in there or something that makes that email look like it's from someone you're expecting to get an email from, but it's not.
Right, right. And sometimes the logo is slightly different, but it's enough. Like I think I had one from someone trying to impersonate Apple and saying that my account needed attention. And I actually went to the Apple store rather than click on it because it did look rather urgent. They said, yeah, our logo would never look like this. I can't remember if they said their Apple is always silver or something. They said something about that. And so that's how I verified that it was illegitimate. So again, go to the source if you can determine, whether these emails are legit.
Exactly. Yeah. Call customer service, connect with a human being and verify that it's right. And frankly, fraudsters don't care if they're using a logo illegally, so it might be the exact logo of a company like Apple or Amazon, and it still may be a scam email.
Okay. So number two, don't send money to strangers. Why don't you handle that for us?
I'll take this one.
Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
So in this one, it's basically, if you haven't met a person face-to-face, don't send them money. And I think this is especially true of sending funds via prepaid debit card or some sort of a cash app, so an application where you can transfer money. If money is sent to strangers, it's untraceable, and there's no way to get it back. You will just be out of that money. And you might ask yourself, in what scenario would I just send money to a random stranger? And the funny thing is, you're likely to be wanting to do this if you're looking for, say, a pet and they want a deposit. Or you're out of a job and you are, offered a new job. But the first thing is they need a little bit of money from you just to send you some equipment so you can start this new job. There's ways that... It sounds like it's legit, but just don't do it. If you don't know the person, don't send money.
Mm. So it really pays to do your research, I'm guessing, before making online payments or purchases, right, Paul?
It absolutely does. So number three on this list is do your research before making online payments and purchases. So when you're shopping, make sure, one, that the site is credible. Ask yourself, is this a person or business that I know, that I can trust? Do they have a working customer service number? Call them and see, someone's willing to talk to me and describe that they can service my needs or what I'm looking for is legitimate. Ask yourself, where's the company located? Is it here in the United States or is it somewhere you've never heard of? Those can be major red flags. Ask yourself, how are they asking me to make a payment? Am I just throwing my credit card information at a random site that I don't know the payment processor of? That can be a major red flag and a good chance that you won't get the product and you'll have your money taken. And then check and see if others have complained. So just Google or go to bbb.org/scam tracker and see if others have complained about this website. Is it legitimate or have they taken my money in the past, or have they taken other money from other individuals? So do your research before buying or making a payment online.
Yeah, you can never be too careful, hon. And in that vein, Ada, why don't you tackle our number fourth resolution as far as keeping ourselves fraud-free?
Yes, and this is a big one. I mean, you could really go into a bunch of detail on it. But in general, we really just like to urge people to be incredibly careful when sharing your personal information. And personal information is anything from your full name, your birth date, your address, especially your Social Security and insurance numbers, your bank account information. Any of that is considered personally identifiable information that if a scammer were to obtain, they can use that for future phishing scams or leads to identity theft, which is incredibly scary and very difficult to back out of. So kind of resonating with some of the earlier ones is just continuing to do your research and be very careful who you're working with if they are a stranger and you cannot confirm who they are, then, really step back from it and don't click it, don't send it. Do your research. And call the source, as we continue to talk about as well. Reach out to the Social Security Administration if you do get a call from someone stating that they need your Social Security number. Reach out and ensure that that truly is the case. Most likely, it is not. So yes, that is a big one, using your best judgment, educating yourself and being more aware.
And it comes to social media too, because, it sounds like more and more an entry point for these fraudsters, right?
Right. And social media has continued to be an entry point for fraudsters, as you mentioned, because more and more people are on social media, and social media presence has grown significantly over the last couple years, and even more so in 2020, just with people being home, and that's a way to connect with loved ones because you can't see them face-to-face. So being incredibly careful with your social media pages, and that's everything from, you mentioned Twitter. I think most people think Facebook when they think social media protection, but it's everything. It's your LinkedIn accounts, Instagram. There's so many out there. And making sure that you have your privacy settings set to your best interest, and making sure that you're reading any of the fine print about what is available for people to see based on the settings. Being very careful about providing personal information. I think most people don't think anything of it when they get those fun quiz requests of, I'm going to fill out all my personal information and where I was born and my child's name. And then that's the information you use for those questions, those security questions on your bank account or your school loan website. You know, they ask you those security questions, and now you just gave the fraudsters all these answers. So again, it's something that seems fun and innocent, but you really have no idea who's looking at your social media. And then, of course, not clicking on things. You'll certainly see advertisements and random links pop up when you're on social media. You never know what's legit and what isn't. So we always urge people to avoid clicking on ads and purchasing or getting involved in schemes through social media as well.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We are being joined today by Paul Myers Bennett and Ada Rodriguez, both vice presidents with the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. We just finished talking about the five resolutions we can all tackle to keep ourselves fraud-free for 2021. Certainly would be, one less worry if we, take a couple of extra measures to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe, especially when it comes to people who are trying to steal identities or trying to get into our accounts. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about a new scam that's going around, and this is tied into that life-saving vaccine that's being delivered for the COVID pandemic, and how the fraudsters, of course, take something good and turn it into a way to weasel their way into people's lives. That's when the Extra continues. Welcome back to the Extra. We are joined by the folks from the Better Business Bureau. Once a month, we check in with them for our monthly Extra segment on how to protect ourselves against fraud. And we certainly saw during the summer how the crooks really took advantage of the pandemic to target people in times of weaknesses and times of trouble and distractedness. And, of course, we can expect no less when we are coming into a time where there's increased hopefulness and optimism about the vaccine that's going to be at least eradicating the fear of COVID-19 for a lot of people once they get it. But in the meantime, as so many people are waiting for it, the scammers move in. So let's talk to, I'm not sure who wants to tackle this. Paul Myers Bennett, do you want to give it a
sure.
go? He's a vice president with Better Business Bureau. So these scammers taking advantage of us, even when we have this miracle cure, the COVID vaccine, here and being delivered to people.
You are right, Shannon. It stinks, of course, that we've come out of a year of the pandemic with some hope of the new vaccine. And along with that, we've got some fraudsters, scammers that want to take advantage of it. And so, unfortunately, the COVID-19 vaccine distribution has started, and both government officials and the BBB were urging people to really pay attention to everything from phony treatments to phishing messages. And so we've had it reported that scammers are offering vaccine shots for as low as $150 on apps and through email. So if you're seeing something come through that looks like it's not from your medical provider or state institution. And we know that it is a little complicated to find out who can get the vaccine and where they can get the vaccine, which is an easy in for a scammer to try and exploit that. And so again, we are seeing these fake test kits and treatments out there. The government is, in fact, cracking down on these phony test kits. They're working with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, along with drug companies that have been developing the vaccines, to stop the sale of phony versions of it. Also, the Federal Trade Commission has issued warning letters to several companies that are claiming they have products that cure or prevent viruses. So, you know, you may in fact get something if you do pay some money or reach out and accept a fake vaccine, but that vaccine is not approved by the government and very well may not be legitimate at all.
Right, because people are desperate at this time. They know the vaccine is out there. If they're you know, positive about getting the vaccine and anxious to get the vaccine, they're going to claw at these offers. So how do spot a coronavirus vaccine? How do we spot them? A vaccine scam, I should say.
Awesome. Ada, will you take this?
Yeah. So really, as Paul mentioned earlier, just to kind of reiterate, I mean, you're going to see some of these messages, these fraudulent messages, come via email, text, phone calling, even social media. Again, touching back on social media, that there's just about anything on social media these days. And so really keeping an eye out for those phishing messages. Con artists have also impersonated CDC and the World Health Organization. That's been going on, unfortunately, this whole year, whole 2020, and even before then, right? So that's nothing new, but they're impersonating, claiming to have access to this vaccine. And then just in general, we've seen an increase of scammers using robocalls. So impersonating government officials or impersonating some of these drug companies that are so-called calling about getting vaccines to individuals. So that's really the main ways that we've seen these come through. So nothing unique, unfortunately. Unfortunately and fortunately, right? It's we've all seen it before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They don't learn any new tricks, but at the same time, they look for new ways to approach people who may not have been ever victimized by, you know, something that would be more obvious. But when it comes to the vaccine, it really is such an important health, I guess, treatment for a lot of people, especially people who are perhaps in the more vulnerable age groups, like over the age of 60,
right,
and such. When we come back, yeah, we're going to need to take a break right now. We're talking with Ada Rodriguez and Paul Myers Bennett with the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. We're going to be talking about weight loss scams, why they're not the miracles that they set themselves up to be, and how they can really take advantage of you. That's when The Extra continues. And welcome back to The Extra as we start our second half hour with the folks from the Better Business Bureau. And, well, certainly what's happening in Southern Colorado is we're seeing COVID vaccines start to make their way, excuse me, to the general public. We were just finishing up with ways that people, though, can be taken advantage of by that news. And Ada, before we move on, anything to add?
Yeah, I would love to just run down just a few quick tips for listeners on how to avoid falling victim, I guess, to this scam, I would say. And the first is research carefully. Again, scammers are creative, like we've talked about. Double-check information. Do your research, educate yourself about the vaccine through an official news source, and also be aware that none of the vaccines can currently be purchased online or in stores. And so knowing that as you get requests or solicited, hopefully that helps you determine whether or not it's legit. The next is check with your local health department or medical provider. So you can call and ask questions. There's also a great website through, actually, even our county health department has one, and also through the state, where you can get information. There's frequently asked questions. And then you can also sign up on a list, for the vaccine with them, so that when you do get these calls soliciting your information or claiming to offer a free or reduced vaccine, you can feel confident that you've already registered with a legitimate source. Ignore calls for immediate action.
All good.
Scammers. Sorry. Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Scammers try to stress you out. So they want to kind of pressure you, right? Scammers often use these high pressure tactics. So ignore the calls that are asking for immediate action and want you to jump on things before you are able to think about it. There's certainly a sense of urgency around getting the vaccine, but not to the extent that scammers are going to lead you to believe. And the last one is double-checking URLs. So as you get links or you get information, double-check the URL. Look incredibly close. Oftentimes, it's just one or two letters off. Try to focus on URLs that end in .gov for the United States or .ca for Canada, of course, but really do your research on those URLs that you are seeing to ensure that they are legitimate and they're not created by scammers.
Okay, so all good information there. And also, if you have questions, I mean, if maybe you didn't catch some of these details or maybe you have further questions, you can always reach out to the Better Business Bureau to ask their opinion of some offer that you may have come across, right?
Yes, absolutely. We 100% encourage not only to submit scams or report scams, but also feel free to visit our website and ask questions, give us a call directly. We're happy to help anytime listeners have a question.
Okay. All right. Now let's move on to ways that the scammers are really making 2021 so special is there often are around the start of the new year, a lot of people who focus on improving their health, whether they want to lose weight or whether they want to just work out more or whether they want to adopt a healthier lifestyle or a healthier diet. It seems after we're done with, the hedonism of the holidays when we're taking in the calories via cookies and cake and hot cocoa and such, that we want to turn over a healthier new leaf when the start of the year hits. So, of course, the fraudsters have taken notice of that. And Paul, do you want to take this one or should Ada take this one?
So I think you put that very, very nicely. I think we've got a double whammy here at the beginning of 2021. 2020, as we all know, we socially distanced. And what that meant was many of us sat in our homes with some snacks nearby on a computer, not doing a lot of movement. It also meant that our favorite workout classes were limited. They were canceled. And the gyms were often even closed. And so instead of just the holidays packing on a few pounds, it was the whole year. And so many, many people's resolutions this year was to lose a little weight. And along with that comes the miracle weight loss scams. And so what we're seeing is that that these weight loss scams for people's desire to be in shape or lose weight, it creates a major risk of people losing their money to buying products that do not work as they're advertised. And they also can come with unwanted side effects that can even increase weight loss gain or can increase your gaining of weight. And so anytime you see a miracle claim for weight loss, be very skeptical. We all know it's hard for us to accept, but there's no such thing as a secret ingredient or a breakthrough formula that is actually working. Some, may help if they're prescribed through your doctor, but the ones you're seeing online are more than likely scams. And so if you'd like to hear, Shannon, I can tell you what some of these scams look like.
Yes, please do. Because you mentioned online, and people are getting this not just through, sometimes it's targeted ads, but also it's on their social media feeds. And then they click through, and that's how they're introduced to these. So tell people what they should be aware of.
That's right. So it might mean that you did a search for weight loss in 2021, just a Google search, or you're seeing that, and now it's going to pop up on each of your social media feeds as something that you're interested in, and some words that you should watch out for this season are body wraps is one that they're using a lot of times to get into a scam, topical creams, dietary supplements, skin patches. There are even earrings that are promising to melt, flush, burn, or dissolve away unwanted fat. So it sounds...
Oh, I would like those. Sounds, that would be fun.
Right, right. No, it sounds goofy.
Easy and fun,
goofy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And again, I'll just keep saying this. If it sounds too good to be true, the chance of it being too good to be true is very, very high.
It
so
probably
these
is.
Promotional
mm-hmm. right.
advertisements that advertise a miraculous weight loss product, you should view them as potential scams and really, really dig before you go into them. So what you'll often see on your social media or in an email that comes to you is an image of a celebrity that you're familiar with that is doing an endorsement. Well, oftentimes these endorsements are in fact fake. Like we spoke about earlier this hour, just because you're seeing an image on an email or in an advertisement doesn't mean that it's legitimate. Scammers don't care if they got the correct endorsements or copyrights to use those images. They just want to deceive people and make some money. So there's also, this is a big one, free trial offers are very common. So it's let me give you, or they ask for all your information to send you, you know, this new product. And then they've got all your information to use. Another one is one-time purchases are often not very clear. And so when you decide to sign up for something, a free trial offer, or to get one round of something just to see if it really does work like it claims, it will sign you up for a subscription. And in the fine print, or maybe not included at all in the description, is that you are going to continue to pay and receive this product over and over again. And so that's pretty shady.
Okay, all good information, and it's playing on our best intentions, our intentions to get healthier in 2021. But of course, the crooks have the worst of intentions, trying
That's right.
to get at our money, get at victimize us in various ways. When we come back, we need to take a short break here. But when we come back, I want to ask about this scam that's making news headlines this week. It involves the El Paso County Sheriff's Department, and it's just that they happened to stumble upon it because people were coming in to report it, but there are probably people out there who have been taken victim of this. And we're talking about the jury duty failure to show fine scam. It's phony. We'll tell you about that coming up as the Extra continues. We're back with the Extra. So just a moment ago, we were talking about I guess it's the new scam that's making the rounds. We know it's making the rounds because the sheriff's department reported that people were showing up trying to pay fines. The sheriff's department had no idea what they were referring to, and they did some backtracking, and it turns out scammers were contacting them saying that they had failed to show up for jury duty and that they owed money to the sheriff's department because of this. And this just came to their attention because of them showing up. What would you say about people who get these aggressive calls saying, you owe money for this? What would you say to people?
So I think...
Paul, do you want to take this?
I sure will. Well, I thank you for bringing this up, Shannon. I think, like any fraud or various scams, it's... fraudsters are acting on fear, and they're acting on a quick decision, not a lot of research. They're going to try and bully someone into, you know, providing one, their information, or two, sending money to a source that they're not familiar with. So what I would suggest, and what the Better Business Bureau would say, is take your time. Do your research and don't be bullied. No one's going to be able to, a legitimate law enforcement service or the, whether it's, you know, the police department or it's a government agency or it's a tax service, no one is going to need immediate action. You know, there might be the only reason they would be there's a police officer, standing directly in front of you and can confirm that they are legitimate. So don't be bullied by a call that you happen to pick up. Do your research. Make sure that this is legitimate. Make calls to government agencies. Look at bbb.org/scam tracker. See if this is happening before. But yes, it's insanely sad that fraudsters are bullying folks into this particular scam about jury service.
Right, because you will be contacted, but it won't be to pay a fine. It will be to serve on a jury later, or maybe you may face some sort of other thing that you need to do. Let's talk about just general scams. Why is it that this time of year, people, do you think, is it that people are maybe spending more time online due to the pandemic or due to, you know, the fact of the season, that it opens them up to scams more this time of year, would you say?
You know, I think that the pandemic itself has put everyone on edge a little bit, and they're looking for information. And then also just the news events of 2021. It's an interesting world we live in. And anytime someone's a little bit fearful, scammers want to take advantage of that. And so this time of year, you know, we had some interesting things and not so good things happen at the Capitol. That causes folks to be on alert. The pandemic, the vaccine, people are heightened. And so, again, that's just an easy in for a scammer. Jana and I did want to just provide a little bit of information on back to that jury scam. If you are contacted, I just encourage you to go to www.courts.state.co.us, and that's the Colorado court information. And so that, you know, you can go right to the source and make sure that on the jury selection that you have been legitimately contacted.
Mm.
Ada, do you want to jump
Did
in with any other hints on scams?
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, sorry. No, I mean, I think going back to the scam you were just talking about, Paul, I think the only other thing I would add is that the sheriff's office has sent out messaging and education that they would never call to ask for money for any reason. No government entity would call or text to say that you owe taxes, you missed jury duty, or there's a warrant for your arrest. So I think even just knowing that alone hopefully can help residents rest assured that when they get these calls that they are from scammers. So I think that's just an important piece to remember as well.
Right. I remember being in a newsroom when one of these scammers called a news staffer, and after initially being somewhat taken aback and intimidated to hear one of these scammers going after them so aggressively about what mm-hmm. turned out to be a fraudulent billing thing, they put them on speaker. And so I was able to listen to some of the language that was used. And you know, if you are not used to these kind of calls, and who is, it can be very intimidating. It can make you really question whether or not you should do as they're demanding. They're not really offering right. any room. So would you say the best response is, I'm sorry, I will have to look into that. I will get back to you. Or would you say to just hang up on them completely?
Honestly, I know a lot of people don't even answer unsolicited numbers. So that's certainly one tactic, right? Is just continue to not answer it, and you'll get the voicemail if it's critical, right? But certainly if you do happen to answer it, you could do one or the other. I mean, you could hang up, or you could certainly, you know, use a polite, calm voice and state what you suggested, Shannon, just that you would look into it. Or hey, do you have a number that I can call you back at? That's another question that often gets scammers, because quite often they don't have a phone number you can reach them. But it could even just be, this isn't a good time for me. Please give me your phone number and I will call back with payment, or however creative or, you know, whatever you're comfortable with as an individual. But having a script as your response is very helpful.
Okay. Well, we are running out of time.
I'm sorry. I have one more thing, Shannon, and it was just, turn it back on them. Like you suggested this, turn it back on them for them to provide you information. Again, don't be bullied by scammers. If you don't feel comfortable, hang up, but ask for that telephone number, ask for the website to look at. Tell them you won't give out your personal information until you've done research. But thank you very much for bringing this to everyone's attention.
Right, because I know in my time, I'm sure that there have been plenty of calls that people have tried to intimidate me, but I'm not so easily intimidated. But I know that out there, a lot of folks probably are much more polite with callers than I might be. So certainly some of the information that has been provided is going to hopefully help people from becoming victimized by scammers in 2021. Let's make it all of our resolution. Be safer. Take these safety precautions. Watch out for yourself. Increase your level of security when you're dealing with anything that has to do with accounts and money online. And if you want to have any more conversations or learn more, you can always go to the Better Business Bureau website. Again, it's BBB.org. I'd like to thank our guests today, Paul Myers Bennett and Ada Rodriguez. Thank you so much for offering us your insights.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
You've been listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio.